often have conversations on The Takeaway, John, that just many, lots and lots of people feel a connection to. They've had some experience with it, and it calls out kind of a strong response among our listeners. And one of those conversations is the one we talked about yesterday about the impact of desegregation and the whole concept of acting white. I wrote a blog post on it. It's at thetakeaway.org. But we got some strong listener reactions, some great stories. And joining us to talk about them is Patrick Henry Bass. He's the senior editor for Essence Magazine. So here's one, Patrick, that we got from Amy in Cambridge, Massachusetts. She says, "My son is biracial. Sometimes I correct him when he says axe. Sometimes I let it go. After all, his black camp counselors and after-school teachers and other people we respect say axe. At some level, maybe the only level, it's racist and classist to insist that your child speak white. But I think many parents of black children and adults think about these things. To my knowledge, the issue is not raised in parenting and teaching." What do you think about that?
Well, you axe me a very interesting question.
You never say axe.
No.
I say ask. My grandmother graduated from the Lomberg Institute, which was one of our very first African-American boarding schools across the country that was founded by disciples of Booker T. Washington. And so when you hear people like my grandmother, heard her, or people like Nat King Cole's wife, Maria Cole, who graduated from the Palmer Memorial Institute, everything was about excellence, not just articulation. Everything, the way you dress, the way you presented yourself, that wasn't about being white. That was about being proud. It was that we had a legacy as farmers, as agrarians, as artisans who made this country, built this country, and we had a lot to be proud of. So everything about your carriage, the way you comported yourself, was not about being white. As a matter of fact, when people looked at people like Nat King Cole and Duke Ellington, no one thought that they were acting white.
I mean, that's what's so offensive about this. I mean, because the idea of acting white, I have to say, just listening to the conversations yesterday and seeing some of the responses, I mean, as a white person, it just feels offensive.
Well, I'm not white, so I don't understand. Yeah. But to deny one's blackness, I think, is because there's so much to be proud of for being African American.
Right.
So, like, why not embrace that part of your very being? But there's no sense of excellence for Asians or excellence for any other group. I mean, I think that there's a model. There's a meritocracy, you know, here.
It's just odd. I mean, our family has college degrees going back to the slave days. It's just an odd thing to me. But let me read you another comment here. Christine writes. She's responding to Amy. "This is a great comment. The issue is addressed in schools. I'm a white teacher working in East Harlem. Teachers today are being trained to look at language in new ways. We're taught to respect the dialect of our students and not make assumptions about students who don't speak standard American English. We must do this while also increasing their literacy so they can access places in our society that are only accessible through the use of standard American English. Should our teachers be correcting acts?"
Well, you want people to, there's a certain standard level of English that you want people to get across in terms of proficiency. The challenge is that no one has had issues with the way Zsa Zsa Gabor speaks. No one has issues with the way their Arnold Schwarzenegger speaks. So, and that really is about a certain dialect. Now, in the South, Verda Mae Grosvenor, who is a great talk radio contributor, she'll use them does and days sometimes, but you get across that she's a great culinary expert, a culinary anthropologist, that she's traveled around the world, but you also get that sense of South Carolina from her. That's intrinsic to who she is. Now, in terms of proficiency and an English test, you go to them, those, they.
Okay, Patrick Henry Bass, senior editor for Essence Magazine. It's a fascinating discussion, and I encourage you to participate in it. Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE, or you can post a comment at thetakeaway.org.